Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but we actually are going to launch the show with what I think is great news, that there's a really great chance, almost 100% chance, that we're going to get an Olympic Games. It's in our near future, and we're going to talk all about it with Taylor Morgan, KSL at Night host, who woke up early for us this morning to sit in for Dave Noriega. Good morning, Taylor.
Debbie, so great to be here with you. Thanks for having me. I'm usually not in the studio this early, but you know, I always enjoy hosting with
you.
So
quick Reader's Digest version to remind our listeners about your resume. We know you're a lobbyist.
You have to lead with that every time, don't you, Debbie?
What other horrible things do you do for a living?
Seriously. Well, no, I am a partner at the Salt Lake City-based Morgan May Public Affairs.
Okay.
Consulting firm, lobbying firm. I spent some time working for Congress in Washington, D.C., and I'm a dad with two boys. That's
okay.
Probably the most important part.
You absolutely fit the bill.
Dave and Dejanovic. Dave and Dejanovic. Special coverage of the top local story.
Welcome to Taylor, and welcome to our KSL News Radio family. In a moment, we're going to talk about what shook loose in the last few days that has me super excited today to come to work and talk about the possibility that a strong possibility that Salt Lake City will get the games, and in the very near future, we'll be hearing another variation of these words that were uttered back in 1995.
In 2002, to the city of Salt Lake City.
I still get chills hearing that announcement that after 30 years of trying, in 95, we were awarded the 2002 Winter Olympic Games, and I think there's a 100% chance, as of today, that we will see another Games here in Salt Lake City. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how we know this.
Debbie, I'm shocked you're not wearing a 2002 Roots beret right now. Could you not find it? Where is it?
I donated it. Like, you donated your volunteer, your yellow volunteer jacket, right?
Yes. Okay. Unlike a few folks, bless their hearts, who still ski in them, I no longer have my volunteer jacket.
But it's so exciting, right? I mean, you volunteered for the games. I covered the games as a television news reporter when they were here. And I also went to a couple of events. I didn't do any of the actual sporting events because I was working so much. But I did a medal ceremony and came downtown with my family and saw the cauldron and the lighting kind of shut out of closing and opening ceremonies personally, but it was such a buzz and so fun.
Yeah.
Was that
really,
your experience?
Olympics fever really took over. I remember at the time I was in high school living in Cottonwood Heights, kind of on the bench overlooking the valley there. My parents.
Rough life.
My parents were nice people. they were part of a float that our church group did in the 24th of July parade that year before the Olympics. And my parents, stole is the wrong word, borrowed these giant metal Olympic rings from the float, put them up on the back of our house, and put lights on them so the entire valley could see the Olympic rings flashing from our home.
Fun.
Everyone
good memories.
So excited.
So right now, why I think there's a 100% chance as of today, we don't have any competition.
Is that
to host the 2034 Winter Games?
Is that a red flag, Debbie? Is that a
you
red
think somebody,
flag?
Some city's going to sneak in, and or any of the leftover cities that could shut out of hosting 2030 will be automatically kind of parlayed into our bid.
No, my question is, if we're not fighting and competing for it among a lot of other cities, does that mean it's not necessarily all it's cracked up to be to host
anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
exactly.
Lost its luster.
If we're the only city that wants it, that could be something to be concerned about.
I think that's a great question to ask Fraser Bullock, who's the CEO of the bid committee.
Yeah. Not trying to pour
Utah.
Cold water on your Olympics fever,
no, but maybe there are some things that keep him up at night, and maybe that's one of them, is that the Olympic Games are just kind of waning in terms of interest. But I don't want to go there just yet. I want to stay positive.
Yes.
So 2030 is a possibility for us. That's only 6.5 years out, right? Am I doing my math right? I can't believe how, I cannot believe that I was like 27 years old when we announced, we got the announcement that we were hosting the games. I think I was like 27. Maybe I was 26. I was young. And now I'm looking at 2030 or 2034. I'm like, yeah, I'll be almost 70. But that's going to be so exciting. And if it's 2034, I'll be 70.
You'll be just
or
fine.
Older. So we're pushing right now for the 2034 because we don't want to compete for advertising dollars with the LA Summer Games, which are going to be in Los Angeles in 2028. Now, I don't know if you're you're a lobbyist. You lobby politicians, but would you be lobbying for 2034 over 2030, or do you think it really matters?
Well, that's a really good question. One of the things that comes to my mind when we consider 2030 versus 2034. So much of the infrastructure, all the venues we have here in Utah, we truly did such a great job with the 2002 Olympics of building venues that not only were wonderful for the games, but that had staying power. They have added a lot of value in our communities. A lot of Olympic athletes now train here in Utah. I guess my concern is if we push it off to 2034, will the venues we have today still be usable? Right? Will we be able to take advantage?
The bobsled and the downhill skiing, which I mean, well, that one to me is kind of a no-brainer, right?
Well, I don't know. The trends of snowfall in Utah is something to think about.
So Taylor, bring in the greatest hits. I hadn't thought about that.
Park City, for example, they are experiencing less and less snowfall over time. And by 2034, Debbie, I don't know if they'll be able to host an Olympics venue.
Okay, I think that's going too far. I think they're better at snowmaking, but I guess you need cooler, colder, really chilly temperatures to make snow.
Correct.
The Olympic Oval in Speed Skating Oval in Kearns is still a huge hit.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I drive by that, it's packed. We've got, what do they do? Curling. We did curling, I think, up in Ogden.
Ogden.
I actually got to try my hand at curling. When
try out for the Olympics curling team. That's my goal.
Now, what about, and just really quick, a couple seconds left before we got to cut away and get Fraser Bullock on the line to ask him a few questions about if this is like for sure a thing in 2034, and maybe even 2030. But the cost is going to be like $2 billion plus dollars to host it. But it won't be taxpayers who are footing the bill. That's the promise. Sponsorships, broadcast rights, and ticket sales. What are your thoughts on the cost? You think we won't be on the hook as taxpayers, or do you worry?
Well,
is that an eyeball roll for you?
There will always be a lot of Olympics infrastructure money coming in. A lot of that will be federal money. And so while it's not necessarily local
money,
it's still our tax dollars.
Right.
Perhaps we're getting proportionally more of our own money back in the terms of infrastructure like we did with I-15 and tracks for 2002.
Okay, so same pool of taxpayers, which is coming out of a different kitty.
I think so.
Okay, so it's a little bit smoke and mirrors then in your view that taxpayers aren't going to be on the hook.
Taxpayers are always on the hook.
Across the nation will be on the hook. Okay. Next, we're going to ask Fraser Bullock, who is the CEO of the Committee to Bring the Games to Utah. That's the best way I can put it. What shook loose in the last few days that has me and obviously Taylor now so confident Salt Lake City will be announced next summer to host another Olympic Games?
Dave and DeGenovic. Dave and DeGenovic. Special coverage of the top local story.
KSL at Night host Taylor Morgan, normally on from 7 to 9 weeknights right here on KSL News Radio, talking all things politics in today for Dave Noriega. And as always, your timing as a guest host on our show is perfect because we are talking things that will certainly impact politics and finances, taxpayer money. And right now we're talking about the odds have it. Like there's no other competition for 2034 for the Winter Olympics. We're like the only one on the island. And so I think I've just gone on a limb and say there's a 100% chance at this moment we're going to get the games for 2034.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, I don't know, will it be as exciting, Debbie, if we're not competing for the games? Again, why doesn't anybody else want it? What's happening?
Well, let me just go take you on a little journey back in history. It took us 30 years. There was so much tenacity and so much effort to get to this point in 1995 when the International Olympic Committee announced this.
In 2002, to the city of Salt Lake City.
30 years it took us to get the 2002 games awarded to us in 1995. That was four tries, four attempts.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money spent, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of disappointment. I'm okay with the disappointment. I'm not so good with the spending a lot of money to win the games.
Sure.
If we can win them without any competition, I'm fine with that. So I fall on the opposite end of the spectrum on that from you.
That's a good point, Debbie. It's certainly saving money not having to compete in that way. However, we're still presenting proposals. We're still coming up with venues. There are still expenses that go into preparing to pitch the IOC on hosting the games. It's not like we don't have to do any of the homework at all, right? We're not spending all of that money.
So let's ask Fraser Bullock, President and CEO of the Salt Lake City Committee for the Games. Good morning, and this is getting real.
It sure is. It's been an exciting weekend.
Yeah, so what shook loose, if you can, just kind of put it your Reader's Digest version out there for us, what shook loose over the last few days that makes it look really promising that we're going to get a Games?
Well, as you know, we are available for 2030, but we prefer 2034 because of the proximity to LA's Summer Games in 2028. We want a little bit of distance. So we've told the IOC we're available for 30 if needed, but strongly prefer 2034. And we have asked them to consider having what they call a double award, where they would award 30 and 34 at the same time. And what they said over the weekend is they gave a green light to a process for the potential of a dual award if conditions are met. So that was a big step forward, that they have a green light to do that. It doesn't mean for sure that it's going to happen, but it means that we have a path forward for it to happen. And I would say it's more likely than not that it will happen next year. But we'll get a very big signal at the end of November, just a little over a month from now, if we're invited into something called targeted dialogue, which says the IOC comes to us and said, we would like to talk to you and review your bid for 2034. That's a big step forward, and that is pretty close to getting real about receiving an award.
Hmm. Very interesting. We're speaking with Fraser Bullock, President and CEO of the Olympic Committee here for Salt Lake City. Fraser, why 2034? We know the ad revenue in 2030 is an issue with the LA Summer Olympics, of course, the preceding cycle. 2034, though, is that too far out? Do we lose value of existing venues and infrastructure? Do we have any concerns about pushing it out another 4 years?
Yeah, I do, because I'll be 4 years older. But other than that, it's actually beneficial, because in our budget, we have somewhere around $800 million of sponsorship revenue for 2030 games. And being able to put that together when we would just be 18 months removed from games in LA, that's hard to do. So we could make it work for 30. It'd be tougher. It'd be riskier. But we'd still make it happen. But for 34, we just have so much more distance and comfort in having really strong economic games. And the other thing is, having 10 years of a runway, once you have a games, you've got a games. And we can start building initiatives around the games, whether it's teaching our kids the values of the Olympic and Paralympic movements, whether it's work around sustainability, all of these things that go into a games beyond just hosting sport, but elevating and unifying our communities. Having 10 years to do that is kind of an exciting prospect.
Fraser Bullock on the line with us live this morning after some news shook loose over the weekend that it looks like the International Olympic Committee will potentially consider a double award, meaning that they'll award the 2030 games and the 2034 all at the same time, looking to be that time slot may be next summer sometime. And so if they do actually, that does play, if I'm just thinking out loud, allow me here for a moment, Fraser. If they do award the 2030 and the 2034 games at the same time, that does bode very well for Salt Lake City if we're the only one in the running at that time, because those who lose out on 2030, could they flop over immediately and be like, okay, now we want to be considered for 2034? Or has that commitment already been made and they don't have a chance at what at 2034?
That's a brilliant question.
Exactly.
Actually. And the time frame is so compressed because this is going to happen within the next 6 weeks. And the three candidates for 2030 all are kind of late entrants. They've just been preparing their bid for less than a year, whether it's France, Switzerland, or Sweden, all fantastic countries, all could do great games. But they're just putting their bid together right now for 2030, and they've got a lot of work to do. Whereas our bid, we are two steps ahead of the process. We've got a complete bid now ready to go. So it would be hard for them to both do 2030 and then quickly flip over to 2034. So I think your question is well placed. Of course, we can't say anything is 100% certain because there are a lot of variables in this, but we're looking very good right now.
Anything keep you awake at night?
Actually, I just love the games, and I think we're in a very good position to get them. And so I'm actually have a big smile on my face every day. I get to work on this.
That's awesome.
Just incredible to be able to do this. So I've been in around the Olympic movement now for 25 years, and I've just learned, be patient, do your best, work hard, and eventually things will be rewarded.
Well, let us know. I know we will be waiting here. You said end of November is kind of the next date to kind of keep an eye on for this, and we will be watching it right there with you. Thank you so much, Fraser Bullock, who's the president and CEO of the Salt Lake City Committee for the Games. I think he can't say it. It's a done deal. It's 100%. I think this is a done deal.
I think Debbie wants to volunteer, Fraser, so we'll connect you during the break. Let's get Debbie a jacket.
It really was. When you think about the times that we're in right now, and I just want to set that aside for a moment because there's been so much negative for years now, but it's certainly in the last several days. And I just want to set it aside just for a moment because I know it can just wear on our mental health, and it has. If you look at where we were when we brought the 2002 games to Utah, we had just come off of 9/11, just months earlier. And, of course, there were a lot of fears, a lot of planning around security and what could happen, the what-ifs. And there had to be a shift in mentality about the most outrageous, terrorist attack you could think of at the games. Think of it now so we can prepare for it. However, the games saw a decrease in criminal activity, just everyday crime dropped. Why? Well, because there were so many people out having so much fun, and there was so much security that the everyday average criminals, it's like, had scattered, no interest. And so there was a feeling of fun and cohesiveness and unity and spirit. I think we need that again, and it would be wonderful, Taylor. Wonderful to spend a decade, if we have to, preparing for another moment like that.